Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from beautiful Hawaii, the home of white sandy beaches, busy and bustling Waikiki and Ka'anapali on Maui. Hi there, it's Michael T. Today on the British TV Watchlist, what happens when the loyal sidekick becomes the lead? We dive into Inspector Lewis, the first spin-off from the very popular TV show called Morse. If you've ever watched Inspector Lewis, you know the show's heartbeat isn't just the murder plots or the Oxford architecture. It's Kevin Whateley. He's the kind of actor who doesn't demand attention. He earns it with depth and authenticity in his performances. Kevin Whateley plays Lewis. He was born in Northumberland, England in 1951. He didn't grow up in the spotlight. In fact, he studied accounting and finance at Newcastle Polytechnic before pivoting to acting, a move that would eventually define British television for decades. He trained at the Central School of Speech and Drama in London, and like many actors of his generation, he paid his dues in regional theatre and small roles before landing his breakout part. That breakout came in the early 80s with Auf Wiedersehen, Pet, where he played Neville Hope, a soft-spoken, working-class guy trying to make a living abroad. The show was a hit, and Whateley's performance made him a household name. But it was his role as Robbie Lewis in Inspector Morse that truly cemented his legacy. For over a decade, he played the loyal sergeant to John Thaw's brilliant but brooding Morse. Whateley's Lewis was grounded, empathetic, and sharp, a perfect counterbalance to Morse's intellectual aloofness. When Morse ended, Whateley could have walked away, but in 2006, he returned to Oxford in Lewis, now promoted to Detective Inspector. This time, he was the lead, and he didn't want to fill Morse's shoes. He made the role his own. Lewis was older, wiser, and more emotionally intuitive. Paired with Lawrence Fox's cerebral D.S. Hathaway, Whateley gave us a detective who didn't rely on bravado or gadgets, just experience, empathy, and good old-fashioned police work. Off-screen, Kevin Whateley is just as grounded. He's been married to actress Madeline Newton since the mid-80s, and they have two children, including opera singer Kitty Whateley. He's a fan of folk music, plays guitar, and has never chased celebrity. He's stayed close to his northern roots, often speaking about the importance of family, privacy, and staying true to yourself. What makes Whateley so compelling for me is that he's just so normal. He's an actor playing a role, an actor who's not relying on his appearance. He is Inspector Lewis. One of the things I love about British dramas is that you get average-looking actors performing their craft so well, they kind of just disappear into the role. So when I watch Lewis walk the streets of Oxford, I don't see Kevin Whateley acting brilliantly. I see Detective Inspector Robbie Lewis. That, to me, is quintessential acting. No costumes or extravagant makeup, certainly no CGI, just an actor plying his craft. Let's talk about one of the more fascinating characters in Inspector Lewis, Detective Sergeant James Hathaway. If Lewis is the emotional anchor of the show, Hathaway is the cerebral edge. He's not your typical sidekick. He's a former theology student from Cambridge who left the priesthood behind to become a cop. Talk about layers for a character. Hathaway is sharp, introspective, and often emotionally guarded. He quotes philosophers mid-investigation, speaks Latin when it suits him, and sees connections others might miss. But he's not just book smart. There's an intensity about him. He's the kind of detective who doesn't need to raise his voice to command a room. And when paired with Lewis, the two create a dynamic that's built on a progressing mutual respect. There's still hierarchy, but the more I watch and the closer they get, it starts to feel more like a father-son relationship. They're not buddies, but they do trust each other. The actor behind Hathaway is Lawrence Fox. Fox was born in Leeds in 1978. He comes from a long line of performers. The Fox family is practically British acting royalty. He and Amelia Fox from Silent Witness are first cousins. Their fathers are brothers, James and Edward Fox. Lawrence Fox trained at RADA, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and made his screen debut in The Hole back in 2001. You might have seen him in Gosford Park, Becoming Jane, or Elizabeth, The Golden Age, before he landed the role of Hathaway. Fun fact, Kevin Whateley himself recommended Fox for the role after seeing him in a World War II drama, and it was a smart move. Fox brings a cool confidence to Hathaway. He doesn't play the role with bravado, he plays it with restraint, and that makes Hathaway feel real. You get the sense that he's always thinking, always observing, and maybe carrying a few ghosts of his own. Outside of Lewis, Lawrence Fox has shifted his focus to politics. In 2020, Fox founded the Reclaim Party, positioning it as a right-wing populist movement aimed at challenging what he calls woke orthodoxy. His platform has focused on free speech, opposition to identity politics, and criticism of diversity initiatives. He's described himself as an anti-woke campaigner. The move has caused some tension within his famous acting family. Cousin Amelia has distanced herself from his views. However, she's also said their relationship remains intact, noting that, quote, people can have different opinion on things. That's a welcome stance in today's world. But in the world of Inspector Lewis, he's all nuance and brooding power. Hathaway eventually earns a promotion to Inspector, but fans will always remember him as Lewis's partner, the thinker, the skeptic, the guy who could quote the Bible and still chase down a suspect. As a police detective, Hathaway stands out for his introspection, and Lawrence Fox made him unforgettable. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watch List. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. And then there's pathologist Dr. Laura Hobson. She looks more like the mom in a sitcom to me. Claire Holman is the actress in Inspector Lewis. If you've watched the show, you know Hobson isn't just the one in the lab coat. She's a steady presence on the show. Claire Holman plays her with such grace, she stands out against other pathologist characters for being so normal. She first stepped into Hobson's shoes back in the Inspector Morse days, and when Lewis launched, she carried the same calm, intelligent energy right into the spinoff. Her chemistry with Kevin Whateley is subtle, but strong. There's a slow burn warmth between Hobson and Lewis that adds depth to the show without ever feeling forced or melodramatic. I saw it early on in the first several episodes. It was a glance between Lewis and Hobson that lingered just long enough to hint at something. Claire Holman is just as impressive off-screen. She's worked in theater, television, and even behind the camera, directing episodes of Doctors and Holby City. She was married to theater director Howard Davies until his passing in 2016, and she's spoken about her passion for teaching and supporting causes like girls' education. The strongest recurring storyline in Inspector Lewis revolves around Lewis mourning the death of his wife, Valerie. She died in a hit-and-run accident years before we meet him in the pilot episode. It's not something the show dwells on, but it's always there, shaping how Lewis moves through the world. After her death, he took a 2-year assignment in the British Virgin Islands, partly to escape, partly to reset. And when he returns to Oxford, he's not the same man. He's more measured, more introspective, and you can tell he carries that loss with him, like any person who has just lost their spouse would. It's not front and center, but it informs the way Lewis carries himself. You can almost feel the emotional burden, and you want to carry it for him, but you know he's got to wade through that on his own. In season 3, Hathaway uncovers the identity of the driver who killed Valerie, finally giving Lewis some closure. But even then, it's not about revenge. It's about understanding what happened and moving forward. Valerie's memory isn't just a footnote. It's part of the emotional fabric of the show, and it's one of the reasons Lewis feels so real. The gray cloud of mourning is front and center in Episode 3, Season 4. Robbie and Laura end the episode with a warm conversation over food on a park bench. It's sort of a make-up meal for the weekend they had planned that fell through because of work. Robbie asks Laura if she were on the game show Mastermind, what subject would she request? She answers, corpses. She then turns the question on him, what about your special subject? And he replies, aside from work and the kids, I haven't got one. After a beat, maybe to gather up some courage, Laura counters with, what about loneliness? It's a perceptive question, not from a colleague, but from a friend, and it comes with more lingering glances. Then Robbie quietly says, pass. So clever, this scene. Lewis doesn't want to answer the question and face his raw emotions, yet he answers in keeping with the subject matter of quizzes and game shows. Even more clever is what's not said. She asks this tender question, and by asking, she is, in effect, telling Robbie, I know you're hurting, and I'm here for you. Call me a hopeless romantic. I love this ending of this episode and perhaps a foreshadowing of what's to come in their relationship. You'll have to keep watching to find out. That's it for this episode. Please comment, review, like, share. Who's your favorite Inspector Lewis character? We'd love to hear the feedback. Hey, shout out to our new listeners in Oakland, California, Kailua, Hawaii, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and cities around the world. We hope you're all enjoying the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.